Mad Radio, good morning. The Astros fell in extra innings 9-7 last night. We'll get into that more at 7:30. So J.J. Watt joined, pardon my take. And I'm not going to lie, I'm probably not as familiar with like the backstory and all this, but they've gone back and forth, but it seems like in a pretty lighthearted way.
They just started. They've picked on J.J. for a long time. They have this thing where after J.J. tweets anything, all the BarstoolSports.com followers will say like, oh, hey, JJ, remember the troops or something like yeah. Anything they do, they just kind of try it. And it's actually pretty funny. So they've been throwing it aside for a long time, but they ended up agreeing to raise a bunch of money for JJ's charity.
Yes.
And in doing so, JJ agreed to go on their podcast.
So he was on, and one of the things that came up was his allegedly minimalist cabin that we all found out about 2 years ago, and then we found out it actually wasn't that minimalist of a cabin.
If I do an interview, let's say about this cabin. I talked about the cabin. I did one interview about the cabin.
Yes.
And I said, in that interview, I said, my off season this year is going to be a little bit minimalistic because I have less going on. I bought a cabin back in Wisconsin. So I never actually called the cabin minimalistic, which is, and for fair enough, I said words that I couldn't get twisted into that, which is fine. But I did one interview, and that's one sentence of one interview. And then that gets turned into all of this about the cabin.
So one
sentence in my entire life gets turned into an entire thing where people think I'm living a rocky lifestyle in Wisconsin, then they find out it's a big cabin, and I'm like, I never said it was a small cabin. I never said it was a big cabin, but I never said it was a small cabin.
So there you have it, which is, it was actually, I wonder, I guess we here thought it was entertaining, but I guess around the country, there's a certain amount of hatred for J.J. Watt. I feel like every time I do an interview in any other market, this comes up.
Really?
It's funny, though, too, because people think they're going to goad me into being angry or something by being like, hey, you know, J.J. does a lot of stuff on social media. Oh, yeah, he certainly does. Like, what do you want from me? Of course he does. And then I say, like, also, look, he's a hell of a football player. That's the important thing. And he also does some genuinely really good things.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. I think it's the word association with the word cabin.
Right. Oh, you think it's even more than minimalistic?
Well, I just mean when I hear the word cabin, I'm not thinking just even with professional athlete. I'm thinking of cabin as like,
thinking log home.
Where exactly.
It wasn't a cabin. It's a log home.
Yeah.
Like, is there a difference? I think like a log cabin, what would be the biggest differences here? I think like,
this is all you.
Actual like heating and cooling and things like that versus a log home, which is something that's meant to live in. A log cabin's something you slap up in the woods and you don't necessarily even have heating. You have a fireplace or something, and there you go.
When I was driving to college back and forth, I would see at one point of the interstate, I would see these like log homes up for sale.
Yeah.
And so when I hear cabin, I think of something along those lines.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I hear cabin and I think cabin in the woods, like that's not meant to be your long-term, I think hunting cabin.
Okay.
Like it's something that you're renting it, or you got it to go up and spend the summer in or something. It's a place in the woods where a log home is a log home. Like that's what he has in Wisconsin, is okay. A nice big log home. And then he's got
a fancy log home.
He's got a badass gym. He's got a really cool gym, which I don't think, maybe they call it a barn or something. It's a damn gym.
Here's Watt on, pardon my take, discussing what he does on social media.
So after my contract that I signed, I also grew up watching guys like Albert Haynesworth and Jamarcus Russell, who get these big contracts, who get all this money, who fans adore and go out and buy their jerseys and everything, but then they never pan out. And I don't know why, if that's because they didn't work hard, they weren't at that level, whatever it may be. But I always wanted fans to know that if they were going to buy my jersey, if they were going to pay money, and if a team was going to pay me all this money, I wanted to make sure that they knew that I was going to give them every dollar worth of what they were getting. And now, did I take that a little bit too far? Sure, maybe, definitely. But coming along, I always would rather err on the side of that than the side of being lazy or being seen as a guy who didn't deserve or didn't earn what he was getting. So there's a balance there, and I've definitely worked to try and find that balance over time, and I'm not going to say that everything I did along the way was right. There's no doubt that there are some things that I look back and you'd like to do differently, but that's how you learn, that's how you grow.
So this is basically in reference to the amount of times he posted to social media about how hard he was working.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah. I don't know. Has he changed that all that much? I know he says he's made some mistakes along the way. I think the biggest difference with JJ from his rookie year till now was when they mic'd him early on. I don't know if it was in his first season or if it was early in his second season. I think it was towards the end of his first season. They mic'd him up. And I can remember it was like Cushing was kind of egging him on the sideline to say something. And JJ was kind of like, oh, shucks, come on, you know me. Like, and it did seem genuine. Like he had no interest in really being all that outgoing in the media, I suppose. He was just kind of humble. And then something switched in him where he realized like he could really go after it from a fame side of things, and he just flipped the switch completely and went from being like humble Midwestern kid to the exact opposite.
Do you remember the day where
I shouldn't say the exact opposite, but to somebody that certainly was like going for the fame element of it.
Do you remember the day where there was, we were talking about the floods in the first hour of the show in Memorial Day 2 years ago?
Yeah.
I remember there was one day where O'Brien like shut down practice, didn't have anyone come in because of other floods.
Right,
I think
right.
In last year, or whatever it was, but and then JJ put on Snapchat a video of him getting to NRG Stadium and like opening the door.
Yeah, it was in the offseason a couple years ago. Yeah, but again, though, too, I feel like he reached a point where people were going to judge pretty much anything he did in a self-serving manner, and people got really offended at that because they made it seem like he was calling other people lazy if they didn't go in and work out. I didn't feel that way at all. I just thought it was certainly a little bit self-promotional, but it wasn't like he was saying like, hey, everybody else is staying home worried about their pets and children, but I'm in here working out. I didn't take it that way.
Flipping tires and singing Fort Minor was a little bit much.
Fort Minor?
Yeah, that
was
song.
Was he singing remember, why can I speak today? What is wrong with me? Was he singing that Remember the Name song? Was it that song?
Yes. My
What's
gosh,
the Fort Minor
that was
song?
Terrible.
You would know it if you
this
heard
is 90% love, 10% scared.
He was doing it as song. He was flipping
yeah.
tires?
Yeah.
Landry is thrilled.
This is where we came to an uneasy piece with JJ's social media presence a couple years ago. We hashed it out, and we realized that there's a generation gap, you know, between, I would say, guys my age, and maybe I'd say people like 30 and up versus JJ, which is JJ right around. The people that are just comfortable with social media and athletes being comfortable with social media, a lot of it just kind of grates against the sensibilities of the older school sports fan. And that's all there is to it. I try not to worry about it anymore. You'd like everybody to be like, I wish everybody had a crew cut and loved their mama and kept their mouth shut like a good athlete should. But it's different. Is this that song gets me going.
Time to flip some tires.
Yeah, it makes me want to do some burpees.
It's 1 a.m. and the crowd is here waiting for my autograph. Oh. I got to finish my 16-hour workout.
Hey, let me ask you this, Landry. How do you feel about the videos The Rock puts out, his little motivational deals?
I've stopped watching them.
You stopped watching them?
Stopped watching.
I have a feeling, this is a thing, this is a problem. Why is everybody so damn cynical about everything? Like, what does everybody have against just being a little, like, what's everybody have against maybe getting a little motivated by somebody?
I don't think they do. I think there's a difference between a team sport and, like, an individual actor who was like inherently in the business of self-promotion.
Yeah.
I have nothing against JJ Watt, and nor do I really like care that much about these kind of issues.
Yeah.
But I did think the Snapchat video was kind of like,
maybe I'm a sucker for stuff. Like, I love, you know what I love more than anything on YouTube? Sneaker commercials. Give me a damn Nike commercial.
That's fine.
That gets me motivated to go out and work out. Gatorade's gone a little, I don't know what's going on with that. Gatorade needs some new artistic direction. Their motivational workout videos are just weird now.
They don't chug it enough.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think like Michael
they're
Jordan.
Sipping. You're right.
Michael
they're
Jordan
sipping.
Used to chug that Gatorade, and
yeah.
It made you want the Gatorade so much, and it made you feel like he was just working out and getting all his sweat out.
Yeah,
they're just kind of sip it now. They're not
almost
chugging
like
it.
Be sure you can see the
it.
Logo. Be sure you can see the logo.
Yeah, they're not chugging it like MJ did.
It's less. Yeah, it's less blood and guts. They're tea sipping the Gatorade, and that makes it less motivational.
Let's sift through our headlines.
But they have that weird one where they're eating the kids on the bus are like eating the bars and tapping it out and everything. They've gone a weird route.
Should we be concerned about Lance McCullers and his recent struggles? We disagree on this. Mike and Seth, Mad Radio.